What do dynamite, Viagra, and newborn babies all have in common? They all use the power of NO. NO is the chemical symbol for nitric oxide, a colorless, odorless gas, without which, according to one Cleveland researcher, life as we know it wouldn't exist. More on that in a minute. First, the story of NO begins with the invention of dynamite. Some workers in Alfred Nobel's nitroglycerin factory suffered from angina, or chest pains, and doctors noticed that during the week they felt better, but worse on the weekends. They realized the workers were taking in small amounts of nitroglycerin, and that nitroglycerin works to relax blood vessels, a vasodilator that lowers blood pressure and reduces pain. But it took 130 years for someone to figure out how it works.
I always had in the back of my mind this desire to go back and solve the nitroglycerin problem.
And that someone is Jonathan Stamler, director of the Harrington Discovery Institute at University Hospital's Case Medical Center. In 2002, he discovered a previously unknown enzyme cycle in the mitochondria that converts nitroglycerin into a form of nitric oxide the body can use. And Stamler says he's now proven that along with oxygen, the vasodilator NO is required for life.
It is a three-gas respiratory cycle, okay? It's not oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's oxygen, nitric oxide, and carbon dioxide.
Stamler says a nitric oxide molecule attached to the hemoglobin inside a red blood cell is needed for it to deliver oxygen to cells.
A red cell can't oxygenate, notwithstanding how much oxygen it carries, if it doesn't also carry some NO.
Raed Dwaik, director of the pulmonary vascular program at the Cleveland Clinic, says the discovery is groundbreaking.
Definitely the textbooks are being rewritten based on just nitric oxide physiology in general. Because when I went to medical school, we knew nothing about nitric oxide. There was not a single word about nitric oxide in our textbooks.
Dwaik says Stamler has shown how nitric oxide inside the red blood cell works as its own vasodilator, opening up the blood vessel walls to allow the oxygen-bearing cell to squeeze through.
It's like you have your own, like, you know, crowd control, you know, opening the way for you as you go through kind of thing.
The body makes NO in our lungs and sinuses. And Dwaik says it floods our system with our first crying breath.
And that cry, people believe that it's a big gulp of nitric oxide that comes from the sinuses and then just comes in and helps with oxygen, vasodilate, and open up the blood vessels in the lung.
But he says NO has a dark side. It's one of the major components of smog. And Dwaik says too much NO can cause asthma. Throughout the body, he says, it needs to be balanced just right.
Too much of it is not good. Too little of it is not good. So every organ and every system has to have just the right amount of nitric oxide.
But Dwaik is drawing on the power of NO to help patients with pulmonary hypertension. He's treating the lung disease with a drug that prolongs the effects of nitric oxide, Viagra.
It allows the blood vessels to dilate and they feel better, they can do more, and then their oxygenation improves and everything.
He says wider use of nitric oxide is on the way.
There will be soon people walking around inhaling nitric oxide to help certain diseases like pulmonary hypertension, for example.
But some people don't need to carry an NO canister. Case anthropologist Cynthia Bell is a pioneer in the study of how people live at high altitudes with low oxygen. She discovered that people in Tibet don't have more red blood cells than us lowlanders. They produce more NO.
We were measuring nitric oxide in exhaled breath. And the Tibetans were making tons of it.
She says NO opens blood vessels.
And if you have a bigger highway, let's say, you can deliver more blood.
Unlocking the secrets of nitric oxide has been the life work of University Hospital's Jonathan Stamler.
Red blood cells dilated blood vessels. We discovered that. There was no such thing before.
His latest paper, published in April, details the mechanism of how nitric oxide binds to hemoglobin, solving a decades-long mystery. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.